USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The European Union is pledging to cut its Russian gas imports by two-thirds by the end of this year. The EU imported around 45% of its gas from Russia last year, according to the International Energy Agency. This as congressional lawmakers are finalizing a government funding bill that would include $12 billion in aid to Ukraine amid Russia's invasion of the country. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, calling for quick action when that bill is ready for a vote.
The events in Ukraine have necessitated action, and we need to get this done and get it done very fast. The proposal that we've made on Ukraine is strong.
Ukraine's president is thanking President Biden for banning Russian oil and gas. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I was used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. It's just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Arrests are made in a shooting near a school in Iowa. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
Six teenagers have now been arrested on murder charges stemming from a drive-by shooting outside a Des Moines, Iowa high school that left a 15-year-old boy dead and two female students critically injured. The teenager who was fatally shot is believed to have been the intended target. The two wounded teenage girls remain in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. In addition to first-degree murder charges, each of the suspects were charged with two counts of attempted murder.
McDonald's is closing up shop in Russia. The fast food giant is temporarily shuttering 850 of its locations in Russia as the country continues its assault on Ukraine. McDonald's CEO wrote in a letter that the chain will continue to pay 62,000 Russian employees. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
According to energy executives, it's the White House that's spreading misinformation.
The White House is not being truthful regarding America's energy crisis. Energy industry representatives pushed back on a comment from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki Monday regarding unused oil and gas leases as a major contributor to skyrocketing fuel prices. American Petroleum Institute President and CEO Mike Summers on Fox Business.
Right now, we actually are developing more leases than we have in two decades. So the White House certainly doesn't have their facts straight on this. What they should be focused on is how we develop more of our resources here in the United States rather than depending on foreign countries for American oil and natural gas.
Mr. Summers also said the Biden administration needs to create the proper regulatory environment for oil and gas leases.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Broadcasting legend Dick Vitale says he's cancer-free. The 82-year-old sportscaster posting to Twitter saying his March Madness starts with a W, baby. Vitale saying in October he'd received a second cancer diagnosis after undergoing several surgeries to remove a melanoma. Aaron Rodgers is pumping the brakes on reports that he's reached a new deal with the Green Bay Packers after reports said the quarterback had agreed to a four-year $200 million deal. The quarterback tweeted it wasn't true. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.